Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. My name is Katie and I'm your host. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoy these episodes and that they are meaningful and helpful to you on your minimalistic journey. This is episode number 100, 4 ways I nurture a positive attitude. Hey there, minimalists. You heard that right. This is episode number 100. I'm so proud of myself. I'm so happy to have reached this number. And also, I have to say thank you to everyone that's been here supporting the show. You all are amazing. There have been a lot of episodes that I've recorded that I had to delete, or there was some tech issue, or I was really not feeling well. I recorded one episode when I had strep. Like, that was a difficult one to pull out. I kept on thinking, I'll feel better. And I just didn't. And then I still had to record a podcast episode. My husband said he would record it. I was like, no, I'll do it. So there have been times when there have been family emergencies or different things that we were trying to accomplish, and I've been able to pull it out almost every single week. I think one week I did not quite get to it, and it just, I had to accept that an episode would not go out that week. But for almost 2 years, this is what we've been doing, and I cannot tell you how impactful it's been to have such sweet messages or support on Instagram, emails that have been sent to me, the ratings, the reviews. They're all so positive and so wonderful. The patrons, you have had such an impact on keeping this show on the road, and it has added a different layer of support, having that monetary support, which is very important to me. I really appreciate it. It has made it all worthwhile, though, to continue going and to continue recording. So thank you for all of that support. I definitely would not have continued on had I not been able to be the recipient of so many great things. My podcast hosting company, Buzzsprout, which is amazing if you are considering podcasting, they sent out an email about a year ago giving the numbers on their podcasts that they hosted. Most podcasts do not make it to 100 episodes. I believe it's like only 5% or even less than that that actually make it to 100 episodes. So I feel like I've reached this new level, and it's actually very motivating and energizing to have gotten to this point. The podcast has been listened to in 179 countries. I only started with 90 downloads the very first month. I was awed. I could not believe anyone had actually found and tried out my podcast. But at this point, I'm getting over 20,000 episode downloads each month. Total, the podcast has over 212,000 downloads. And I just can't believe what this thing has grown into when I started out recording in very humble conditions. You all have made the difference, though. Honestly, I would not be doing this still if I still only had, 90 listeners after all of this work and effort. I don't think that I would feel that it was making very much positive impact if I hadn't ever received one of the most beautiful emails that I have ever gotten, or had someone sign up to be a patron and just let me know that they appreciated what I've done, or the simple reviews that have been left. There are a lot that are detailed and wonderful, but even the ones that are like, this is a good podcast, I can relate to it. I appreciate everything so much. If you want to become a patron, for $3 a month, you get 2 bonus exclusive episodes each month. I'm about to record episode number 40. So on top of the episodes that are here, there are about 40 episodes on Patreon that have never been done over here. If you want to throw a little money into the tip jar sort of a thing, I have a Venmo link in the details of this podcast episode, and that's also super helpful and very much appreciated. Either way, whether you keep on listening or if you're able to become a patron and want to support me that way, thank you for being here. You've made it so much more meaningful, and you've made it a very fun and beautiful experience to podcast. To celebrate hitting 100 episodes, I actually set up a link to do a giveaway of my book, How to Be a Minimalist, A Beginner's Guide. I'm going to give away 5 ebook versions to the first 5 people that email me. So go ahead and head on over to your email account and send me a message at howtobeaminimalist@gmail.com. Let me know which episode you heard this on, and also let me know how long you've been listening, because I think that would be very interesting and just a fun little tidbit to have. I will email back the first 5 people with a link, and I will definitely let you know if you weren't one of the first 5, so you're not just hanging in there. Again, though, thank you so much for being listeners of the show. I appreciate it very much. As far as my personal update goes, we had company this last week, so most things went into minimum requirement level. I have been walking, and I also was able to get my 5K runs in, which was great. This completes the second week of my 8-week 5K training. I have run half marathons, and I started training for a marathon 3 times. So I've basically run a bunch of 10-ish mile runs, but I have given up running for so long that getting back into it, it's so challenging. Even this little 1.5 mile runs, I'm like, oh, this is so hard. But I'm feeling so good. And every time I finish one of the runs, I feel empowered and stronger. And it is very reassuring to myself that what I'm doing is benefiting me and it's motivating. And I am kind of reassuring myself and kind of affirming to myself that I can do it and it feels good. I actually filmed a little bit this week as well, which was really fun, but mostly we just hung out as a family and we played as a family and that was great. We do have 2 new patrons this week, which is just so humbling to me. Fad and Rochelle, thank you very much for becoming patrons. I am awed every time that somebody becomes a patron. Like I said earlier, $3 a month will get you those bonus exclusive episodes. If you want to become a patron, the link is in the details of this podcast episode. I have noticed a lot more patrons signing up in the last month or so. I just can't tell you how much that warms my heart. So thank you very much to my current patrons and also new patrons, Thad and Rochelle. Thank you. Thank you. I have been thinking about today's topic for a long time. I've talked about the springtime a lot and how impactful that was to me to kind of have so much changing and doing so much mental and emotional work. I went through a lot of that this spring and also well into the summer. I would definitely say that I'm continuing to do that, but I'm at the point where I'm sort of focusing on changing my habits and I'm sort of done unraveling the whys so much. I'm still doing some of that, but I'm really working on changing my habits at this point. Taking those deep looks is very difficult. It's hard to look something in the face and figure out why it bothers you, why it's a problem for you, but I'm unsure as to whether it's harder to look at it or to say, what am I going to do about it, and then try to do something about it. I remember talking to someone one time about positive attitudes and things like that. This person said and made a lot of arguments for not wanting to be fake happy. And while I totally understand that, being positive can be a very different thing from being fake happy. But in the end, I think that I am, generally speaking, getting sucked into either a positive or a negative mental and physical pattern. I don't really stay in the middle very long. And I wonder how many people are like that, where when you're in a positive role, you stay on that positive role. Or if you start finding yourself following into negative patterns and habits, you really get deeper into that. I wonder how many people actually can kind of stay in the middle. I'm not saying that being a positive person means that you have to be giddy happy all the time. There are times when it's great to have a good laugh and to have a fun time and to be light and playful. And I absolutely want that. And I want to embrace that in my life as well. But I really want just to be content and to have the thoughts in my head be productive and to have what I am projecting out be positive as well. There's always some stressor in life. It can be overwhelming. I've had times, many, many times, when I've felt hopeless or wondered what will the outcome ever be? Will it ever be able to be a positive thing? I'm learning that for me, getting sucked into those negative patterns, both mentally and physically, almost always means that the outcome will be negative and that I will be rather useless in those things that I'm struggling with. And I don't want to live like that. I have learned that those dark places, they don't serve me well. And in turn, I become really useless to my family, to my community, and even to you. I can tell when I've had a podcast episode that I've recorded when I was maybe having a downer moment, or maybe my kids were giving me a tough time that day. I sound different to myself. Maybe you can't notice, but I always can. My contentment and positivity practices have become really important to me for having a meaningful life. And they have helped me to realize that, well, no, I don't have to be giddy all the time. I can focus on those things in my life that are positive. I can focus on a positive outcome for a challenging situation. I can go at things with gentleness and grace instead of some of the other negative things that come with negativity. Sorry, I keep on saying that word, but it's true. There can be anger and contention and different things like that. And I don't want that. That's not how I want to live because, like I said, it doesn't serve me well. For me, the alternative to focusing on the positive definitely means focusing on the negative. I really, like I said, don't have that sort of middle of the road place where I just kind of hang out. I'm always moving toward one or the other. So if it's fake to be focusing on the positive, but it leads toward me actually being positive, I'd much rather do that. I'd much rather focus on those things even when I don't want to. And I guess a better swap for the word fake, because I don't want to be fake. I don't feel like I'm being fake, but focus. I think I would rather focus on those things so that that is what I truly become instead of focusing on the negative. And then that's what I truly become. So yes, swap out the word fake and put focus in there. I think that works a little bit. Hopefully that makes sense what I'm saying. The things that I want to talk about today are habits that have had a huge impact for me, and they're things that I'm either working on right now and are solid habits or things that I am trying to newly implement. So I'm going to talk about those and hopefully you find something that will be useful to you as well. The first thing that I want to talk about is sleeping, eating, resting, and exercising well in order to nurture positivity. In my experience, there is a huge disconnect between the mental and the physical. If I am not feeding my body and caring for my body physically, my brain, it does not work very well. I am tired. I have a more difficult time navigating challenging situations. I have a harder time making better food choices. I have a harder time having better sleep patterns. I definitely don't want to exercise if I have not slept well. And if I'm exercising and I've eaten a bunch of junk food, I probably will just feel sick. Attention to all of these things leads to my brain working better. I don't fall into ruminating or unhealthy or unproductive patterns of accomplishment. When I'm eating lots of veggies and greens and potatoes, I'm sleeping well, I'm walking, I am taking really good care of my body, I feel great, I have good conversations. I am so much more capable of being a positive person, not only for myself, but for my family and my community and my loved ones. Everyone has different ideas of how to take better care of themselves, but I have found that when I am really thoughtful about what feels better to me, what makes my mentality better, all of that sort of thing, I start to find what is best for me as far as how much sleep am I getting? Am I resting during the day, taking a pause, a quiet moment, and kind of being meditative? Am I exercising well? What kind of exercise works best for me? What am I eating best? All of those things help the mental aspect, and it just is better. Being mindful of the relationship between the mental and the physical has helped me change even more. And so that's been a massive benefit in my life and a big contributor to being a more positive person. The next practice that I want to talk about is having time for self-care. I have to say up front, I am still working on this one. I would like a standing appointment for every weekday where that is sacred, protected time that nobody messes with. I'm not sure if I am going to be able to figure out how to do that because our schedules vary a lot, but I feel best when I get this time. I feel like I can overcome the challenges that I need to. I feel cared for. I feel like the things that I'm doing have a meaning and that it's fun to take care of those things and to do those things. Being a stay-at-home mom and a homeschool mom, there are a lot of times when I could just give and give and give and not say, okay, I need some uninterrupted quiet time. I fall into that habit a lot, and it's something I'm working on so that I don't feel that financial stress or the relationship stress or the outside factor stress so much, simply because I have not been taking care of myself. When I have that time to take care of myself, either to do something fun that I want to do or to do something that I just need to take care of or something that is completely new to me, when I have that time, I am so much more capable of dealing with the things in life that are not as pleasant. I'm a much more positive person. In turn, that positivity uplifts not just myself, but it uplifts my family. And I know they can feel all of those benefits as well. The third way that I nurture my positivity is by taking note of the good stuff. It is so easy to find bad stuff. So easy. It feels like it takes more effort to find the good stuff, but I actually think that there's a lot of good stuff in the plentiful that we simply take for granted. I know that I do. I could have a perfectly good day and one thing happens and that one thing kind of like tears the whole rest of the day down. So instead of focusing on all the wonderful things that happened during that day, I only focus on the one bad thing and I let it kind of poison everything else. I have been working on this, noticing that it can happen that way for me, and that's just kind of where my brain can go sometimes, and that's helped a lot, but it's definitely an effort that I have to put into appreciating the day. Being joyfully grateful, which is not born of guilt, like being grateful because you're being forced to be grateful, that's not joyful gratitude in my opinion, but being joyfully grateful that you had beautiful foods to cook that day, or you know, that your car worked as you drove to your job or things like that. Even being grateful for those simple things, I think helps to nurture positivity. I know for me, when I am grateful that I have dishes to wash, which I really don't like doing the dishes, but when I have that gratitude for being able to wash dishes, or even when I'm washing the dishes and I think, you know, I'm so grateful that we had a yummy meal to eat at the end of the day. Things like that are simple, but bring a lot of contentment for life, from my experience. I've noticed that when I focus on the good stuff in conversations, this is also another area where I can much better connect in my friendships and in my relationships with my family members. There are so many different things to be talking about. I really am tired of focusing on negative things in conversation, and I'm ready to focus on positive things. I feel more capable of doing good when I'm doing that. And so those are things that I am trying to nurture. Sometimes, obviously, difficult things need to be discussed, and that's the way life goes. There are challenging things in life, but that is something that I have also been trying to do with a positive attitude. I've been trying to focus on the good things, trying to be gentle as I convey my messages and things like that. And I think that it's helpful, and I think it makes it easier for my loved ones and my friends to connect with me when I am a little bit more positive and understanding. Overall, it just makes for a more positive attitude, and I find that I am better able to convey what I really mean when I have that kind of focus. The last way that I nurture a positive attitude is to observe the negative value in my home and improve it as much as I can. For those of you that don't know, my husband and I full-time RV with our two children. We have been doing this for 3.5 years and it's been wonderful, but you know, like anything else, there are some challenges. The space can be tough. I have been looking at our home and trying my best to make positive adjustments. I've been trying to find better storage solutions, getting rid of things that just don't make sense for us anymore. I have been trying to beautify certain areas of our home. In a sticks and bricks home, I do well with having completely cleared surfaces so that there's like nothing on a surface. But in the RV, it's really hard to do that because there's so little space. I love plants and gardening, and yes, we live in an RV, so that can be very challenging to actually participate in that hobby, but my kids and I have found ways to make that work. Something that I've done is I have tried to take areas where there would normally be a lot of clutter built up. I've tried to clear all of that out and actually put plants there so that it's a beautiful area that it annoys me when something is messy there. It has worked really well. I know that kind of sounds funny, like, well, why would you put something in a space to keep other stuff out of that space? But if it's beautiful, then you don't want it to be all messy looking. At least that's how it's been working for me. There was one area that used to get filled up with clutter all the time, and it was constantly telling people, like, hey, come move this, or I would even put things that needed to go somewhere else on this space, and now there are beautiful plants there, and nobody touches it, and it looks a lot more clean. The plants take up less space than the clutter used to, and it works well. Our physical space definitely affects us mentally. If there is a lot of clutter, if there are a lot of chores nagging at us constantly just by looking at them, it is going to be a little bit of a downer. So making your space the best that you can just makes sense that it will help you to have a more positive and meaningful life. Although it can be challenging to really open your eyes and look and see what things in your home are affecting you negatively, it's well worth the effort of doing your best to see and look at it and ask yourself, what is one small thing that I can do? Even if you feel like it's overwhelming to consider everything, because everyone can do one teeny tiny thing. Having a beautiful space definitely changes my attitude, and I notice the same for my family. It's well worth the effort of keeping it nice and tidy and beautified. My minimalist challenge today would be to take an objective look at your attitude and ask yourself how you are doing with your positivity and contentment. And if there's one tiny thing that you can do to adjust that so that your life is more meaningful, I hope that you will be able to do that. Focusing on the negative doesn't end up serving me well. It doesn't lead to a meaningful life. Focusing on the positive, or even figuring out how to positively look at a negative situation or challenge, has meant so much more to me and has meant that I have been able to lead a much more meaningful life, and I feel better and a more content person. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget that if you're interested in the giveaway for my book, How to Be a Minimalist, A Beginner's Guide, you can email me at howtobeaminimalist@gmail.com. The first 5 to email me will get a free ebook copy. Thanks again for listening and supporting this show. Say it with me, my friends. Remember, it is all about the experiences, not the stuff.